Mr. Graham, everything got completely flip-flopped in the championship at the top this weekend.
Yes, it did.
Honking insanity. We're going to talk all about that. Honestly, League One and League Two kind of look like the dust is starting to settle. And there's a few teams that are going to be getting promotion that we're going to be pretty fucking be excited about.
Yeah,
very
I can't
excited about.
I well, cannot fucking wait.
With that, let's start the show.
Born in the land of Bowie, Maryland, bred to be a fan of fucking Everton. Punch you in the eye and drink your rye. Sam Houston.
Sam Houston?
Arsenal fans have another Sam. Great AA, the fucking Gooner Graham. Son of a lord, the straight and short. Sam Graham.
Sam Graham.
Fucking United! Fucking United!
Hello and welcome to DU Does EFL Show, a completely biased brief recap of the English Football League as told by two common American schmucks. I am your host, Sam Houston, and across the way from me, nose down in the phone and vape in mouth, my co-host, Mr. Graham.
That's how you know I'm ready. That's my love language.
Your love language is I just smoked a cigarette. Let me come in and vape. That would be your love language.
Yeah, nicotine, man. It's good.
And I know that, you know what? That quitting thing has been going really well for you.
Yeah, you know.
All I've seen you do is gain a second habit, not actually quit the first one.
You know, part of the problem is I can't find a high enough nicotine. It goes from like 6 now. I used to smoke 12, vape 12, 12 or 18.
Mm-hmm.
They only make either 6 or 50. So I can't, it's like not enough.
So why don't you do the patch with the vape and the cigarette and then you're covered?
This sounds very, very non-manly. I'm allergic to the adhesive they use on the patches.
Shorbilly says that alcohol and nicotine and hatred makes the world go round.
Yeah, pretty much. Fucking go look at my career.
By the way, Christian,
smell the inside of my car.
Shorbilly, Taylor, you just heard what he said. You have your marching orders. And of course, on the ones and twos, we have producer Mel. How are you doing? Besides trying to kill your husband?
I allegedly. And I appreciate if you would just say allegedly.
Your hand was pressing down and cutting air off on my CPAP machine. I call that the very definition of you trying to kill me.
Try. One day I'll succeed.
Yeah. You better be careful. This is being recorded. That insurance payout.
Practice makes perfect.
We're recording at the DU Public House just outside the nation's capital. You can check us out wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, streaming live every single Monday night. Should you want to chat with us, there's many ways that you can. Mr. Graham, tell the good people how they can get in touch.
It's at DU Football Show on all the social medias and DUFootballShow@gmail.com to get in touch via email. Good.
Defend my honor, wife number two.
I was going to say, it's really hard when wife number one decides to pinch your pap smear.
Yeah.
That's an old story. Patreon.com/DUFootballShow to hear that from a few weeks ago where my oldest daughter confused a CPAP with a pap smear.
Yes. You know. She's a special girl.
Very funny.
We are drinking the exact same shit we drank on the last show, so let's go ahead and get into it.
Championship Corner!
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Oh, no!
You know, we shouldn't, have to highlight when she gets it right, but she actually got it right first take this time. Had the volume up and everything, so
that's why you should tune into the live stream, because you hear the fuck-ups. And then just magically they go away on audio release.
Somehow she got it right. Shit is fucking crazy in the championship. On Friday, Leicester lost. Both Leeds and Southampton drew. Leeds had to get it late to get the draw with Watford. And Ipswich won, which means Ipswich jumped everybody and moved into first place.
Yeah.
And then today, they all played again.
Yep. So I'm looking at this now, too.
Ipswich was down 2-1 at the end of the first half to Southampton, score two unanswered, end up winning 3-2, which pretty much knocks Southampton into fourth place. Like, they're securely in fourth. They're probably not in the title hunt anymore. And keep Ipswich up top. As they stay up top, Leicester beats Norwich, and then Leeds were 1-1 going into the 85th. Somerville gets fouled, pushes away the guy who was going to take the penalty, goes, no, I'm fucking taking the penalty, right down the middle, goes up 2-1, and Daniel James adds on one in extra time to win 3-1.
Yeah, so also, besides that, I would say that Southampton, for the title, you're probably right,
mm-hmm.
but they do have two games in hand. So that would put them, should they win both, on 80 points, only two games or 6 points out of second place. Mm-hmm. So still 7 points, this stage of the season may be a bit much to overturn. But they they're still within a bit of a shout of an automatic spot.
Yeah. But the way, honestly, the way those three teams, well, if anybody, Leicester's the one that's been slipping lately. But Ipswich and Leeds are fucking moving, and even
yeah. But Leicester also have one game in hand on Ipswich right. and Leeds, and if they win that, they go back top.
And also, we don't know what's going to happen with them and PSR.
Well, I don't
think, how many points are they going
to
lose?
They could come into the Premier League with a points deduction.
Oh wow!
They could start the Premier League season minus 4 points or 5 points or whatever the tribunal decides to
say. Very interesting. But yeah.
And that Leicester are the only team that I really feel sorry for in all of these things, basically because of COVID. If you're not familiar, King Power is the name of a series of duty-free shops all through Asia and kind of the Oceanic region.
Right.
So like Australia, New Zealand, Indonesia, like all that kind of stuff. And that family, the Shinadava Prava family.
Yeah, you said it right.
They are the owners of that duty-free kind of chain and were absolutely fucking decimated by COVID.
Well, because not only just, you know, there was longer restrictions in China and around Asia, but Oceania, like Australia and New Zealand, shut down for a long time.
It's a, but
a long, long time.
Right. I mean, and we all kind of made fun of it, but think about every zombie movie you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
What do the island nations do?
Mm-hmm.
Usually for us in our movies, like 28 Days Later, for instance, it's always the UK that we're seeing, but think of island nations. They are a isolated ecosystem.
Yep.
The easiest thing to do is don't let anybody on your fucking island.
Yeah. You aren't allowed. Sorry.
Yeah. Just shut the motherfucker down and you can, you know, pretty much eradicate anything you need to eradicate or isolate anything you need to isolate in the way of zombies. But but you're absolutely right. So that happened. So I do kind of feel bad for Leicester. They could use winning the championship as a bit of a win for them financially.
Worth also mentioning, the Canaries also now have a 4-point lead on the final playoff spot.
Yes.
So it's starting to shape up. It's getting pretty close to who's probably going to be your playoff teams.
See, again, for now, though, because Coventry do have a game in hand, and they have a superior goal difference.
Mm-hmm.
So they could come within 1 point should they win that game in hand. And then their goal difference, obviously, if they won the game, would be better than it is now, which is +3 better than Norwich's, which could use, which could be an extra point.
But really the big thing about is ultimately the top three clubs. First is separated by second by 1 point, and second is separated by third by 1 point.
Yep.
There's a total of 2 points between those three teams.
Oh, yeah.
And like you mentioned, Leicester does have a match in hand as well.
Yeah, so that whole top three could change again.
Yeah.
I mean, Leeds could be back into a playoff spot by sitting at home on their couch.
That's
fucking brilliant, this.
At the bottom of the table, all the teams that were having a hard-ass time have all started winning. And unfortunately, Plymouth now find themselves in that final spot ahead of Huddersfield Town. But like Millwall, Stoke, they all got themselves out. And honestly, QPR now sitting in 16th place. Like they were never in the drop, it seems.
Yeah, right. Basically. But here you go with them here, with Plymouth specifically, and just everybody down here in general. You've got from 11th all the way down are all on 40 games. They're all on the maximum amount of games played. So looking, I guess you could say from probably 17th, even 16th down with what is it, 8 games left or 6 games left. So from QPR down, maybe Swansea down on 47, you still have a chance for Huddersfield and for Sheffield Wednesday to get themselves out of this situation, right? There's just enough points on offer, and the gap isn't that much.
You're running out of time, though.
Oh, no, yeah, but there's still 6 games. I mean, there's still a chance, and a lot of these teams are very inconsistent in the bottom half of the championship. I mean, yeah. There's a chance that Millwall still gets sucked into it. There's a chance that Swansea still gets sucked into it. They haven't been particularly good. What I would say for Plymouth, though, is they have the best goal difference of anyone down there. They're on a minus 10, which is just as good as Blackburn, 4 places above them, and they're only 4 points back from Blackburn. Yeah. So we talk about these... When it comes to a tie, goal difference is your first tiebreaker. That's why we say that it's almost worth an extra point because if, you know, a situation arises, say, you know, we talk about how close the Premier League is. If Tottenham, Liverpool draw, Arsenal wins, Arsenal's back in first place despite being level on points.
Yep, precisely. Right?
Because of that much superior goal differential. And you're going to see potentially Plymouth survive because they're 11 better than Huddersfield. They're 23 better than Wednesday. Rotherham, I'm not even fucking worried about.
Wednesday's goal differential is deplorable. They're in a bad way.
They're also 7 better than Birmingham ahead of them, who's only a point ahead of them. They're 5 better than Millwall, 6 better than Stoke. Like I said, they're even with Blackburn. They're 2 better than QPR, and they're a goal better than Swansea.
Nope.
In their goal differentials. So there's a massive chance here that Plymouth get to stay up because of that goal differential. What's so funny over there?
I just looked up at the chat. I just see Taylor Thompson. Is there a way to delete a comment?
Uh-oh. Scroll. Let's find it.
searching for gay DU porn. Shit, that wasn't a Google search bar.
Just watch the stream, man.
Yeah, you get what you want.
You're here, dude. Graham, can you just show a nipple?
Show a nip. Okay.
A little nip. There you go. A little nip for you.
Right there for you.
Just the nip. See how it feels.
Yeah, just the nip. That's how you got me into whiskey.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, just the nip. See how it feels.
So both Pompey and Derby won over the weekend, setting up a big match on Tuesday at Pompey, essentially for the title. Now, obviously, we're recording on Monday. This is going to come out on Wednesday, so the game will have already happened. But Pompey still has that 5-point lead.
Hey, Mel, this show comes out on Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday.
All right. Wow, what a great win from Pompey. It was such a chance missed. Now you got some work to do.
Oh, well done, well done. What's pretty dead set is that they're probably 1-2. Bolton did draw and get a win over the past week, and they have a shot at second, but they're about like 4 or 5 points off, probably going to be in third place. The rest of the playoffs are really shaping up for the most part. Mm-hmm. So Bolton, the Posh, Barnsley, pretty much all in. The sixth spot is where there's competition. Lincoln and Oxford are both equal on points. Lincoln has a better goal differential. And Stevenage have an outside shot. They're about 4 points away, but I really think it's a two-horse race ultimately.
Right.
And, by the way, don't look now. If they play their cards right, Wigan can end up finishing the season in 10th place.
Nice.
they're currently in 11th, and they aren't that far off of fucking Leighton Orient.
Nice.
So all the bullshit, all the points deductions, all
everything. They're going to finish comfortably mid-table.
Top half. Yeah. Just do what they do. Finish in the fucking top half.
Not a problem. Yeah.
Well, and the funny part will be is they'll overspend like motherfuckers again. And they'll get promoted to the championship, get demoted, and then be found in, you know, PSR violations and get another point deduction.
Yeah.
It's
basically a smaller version of most yo-yo Premier League clubs,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So you're not getting as much, but you're still making more money. You still have more exposure. Mm-hmm. You can still sell higher ticket prices, everything else.
Yep.
Then get demoted, get the parachute payments, and then just pay with a points deduction.
It's what they do. Oh, yeah. Fucking all the time. League 2 has Stockport back on top. They finally got all their games and hands done. They won both this weekend. And Mansfield lost to Wrexham, at Wrexham, 2-0.
Yeah, it's huge.
You know, that really is what secured Stockport at the top. Their other match was postponed at Aki due to pitch conditions. Oof.
You know, he still works there, Ben.
Yeah, we need to have a talk with Ben.
Obviously he's slipping.
Yeah.
Because the once darling of the groundskeeper world seems to have let his game slip a bit.
I'm gonna say that when we do get him on for our show, we're gonna have to give him a little bit of a hard time about 100%. This Mansfield match. Be like,
what happened there, bro?
Dude, it's fucking April. Like, what do you mean you can't get the pitch ready? Come on, now.
Exactly. Was you on the Guinness?
I know weather's tough up there.
Is he on the Guinness again?
Hey, fucking, it's springtime, my friend. It's springtime. Come on now. Gotta get that pitch right. What the fuck? I will say
that I hope he organically hears this.
It would be hysterical. That would be
very funny.
I would say the top three look pretty much set, though. There's chances that any of them could, you know, bounce around each other. MK Dons are only 2 points back of third, but they also have two more matches played than all three of the teams at the top.
Yeah.
So that'll
look like they're pretty much
yeah, which is
out
great.
Not out of it, but...
Well, they're going to be in the playoffs.
They're going to be in the playoffs,
which
right?
will be great for Wrexham, automatic promotion,
but
again.
But the other thing, too, is we've said this time and time again, especially as you get down where competition's a little bit tighter in these lower leagues because of budgets and everything else, you'd rather have the points on the table, or the points on the board, rather,
right,
than games in hand.
But those points on the board don't mean shit right now when you're still behind as well.
Right. So, but what I'm saying is they're in a better spot having those points because that pressure is going to be on those other teams around them. So they're very possible they could still finish in an automatic promotion spot if those other teams drop those points and that succumb to that pressure.
So at the bottom, Forest Green Rovers lost to Mansfield in the midweek, but they did get a win over the weekend, which is good. Problem is, Sutton got two wins and Colchester got a win and a draw. So yep. The points actually kind of grew.
Yeah. The deficit is worse, actually. Thanks for winning.
You're like,
appreciate you playing the game.
Fucked yeah. off. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Mr. Graham, any parting words?
I mean, that's what happens, you know, when you don't eat meat, you get an iron deficiency. You know what I'm saying? Ooh,
you say that shit every fucking
it's
week.
It's funny. I still like it.
I mean, how funny is it when you say it every week?
Okay, you know what? Those are my parting words. You're a cunt. You're a fucking cunt.
You know,
because it is funny every week, and I like it, and everyone else seems to enjoy it, so you can go fuck yourself.
If I could just get you to remember to plug the podcast when recording a video at least once. One less time than you fucking make the joke about Forest Green Rovers being a bunch of vegans. I will have won in life, and I can die happy, man.
Oh, then I definitely won't do it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, everybody. Next up is injury time, where we're going to preview the midweek action. So a little bit of programming note. There will be a show on Thursday night, a live recording on Thursday night. Well, if we could pull that off, we might not be able to. We might have to do it by Zoom.
Why can't we pull it off?
I thought we were having problems with the software when we had to do it by Zoom.
We can live stream Zoom.
Okay, very good. Love it.
Zoomy zoom zoom and a boom boom.
Hey, if you pinch the hose again, I'll make sure I push him on the other side of the bridge. So it'll be a city murder and you'll be a lot less likely to have done it.
Sure thing, McNulty. I hear you. Until next week, everybody. Well, until Thursday, everybody.
Okay, good night. Thank you.
Born in the land of Bowie, Maryland. Bred to be a fan of fucking Everton. Punch you in the eye and drink your rye. Sam Houston.
Sam Houston.
Arsenal fans have another Sam. Great day, yay, the fucking Gooner Graham. Stump of a lord. Looks great in shorts. Sam Grammy.
Sam Graham.
Fucking United! We'll be right back.
hit the fucking mute button.